This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with David McCourt. How are you, David?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And, David, we're going to talk later, because you have a lot of interesting things, from winning an Emmy, selling a business for $14.3 billion, having Ronald Reagan appoint and give you, bestow one of the first business awards in America, which started moving America towards business. And you've also written this new book, Total Rethink. So before we talk about any of your background, you and I have been talking about Internet 3.0. Just talk about what you see as being a true visionary in technology and telecom, what you see as happening in the future.
Well, thanks, Robert. Let's put it in some perspective. So Internet 1.0, which was just packet switching, right, invented by Robert Kahn and Vint Cerf. It's just the ability to move ones and zeros in the most effective, efficient way possible. Then Internet 2.0 allowed people, consumers at scale, to communicate with machines, right? That's Google, that's Facebook, that's Instagram, that's Twitter. Now, and that was those two things together were very transformative for American, for global business. Internet 3.0, which most people don't really understand, is when artificial intelligence and machine learning is at scale at the consumer level. And what that means is there'll be a billion or two or three devices communicating with each other at scale. And to give you, some idea what that means, today you can download a book and read it on your iPad, and that's pretty transformative from when you and I grew up. But in Internet 3.0, you'll be able to buy a book, and that book will be able to read every other book you've ever read and tell you.
How will it do that?
Because machines are fast. Machines are very, very fast. And right now it can't happen because there's no protocol for how machines talk to machines. But when you think of when that happens, and that will happen, when there's a protocol that allows all these machines to talk to each other, and when there's data portability, and when there's all these little pieces that need to be put in place for that to happen, it's the educational system will have to be rethought, because the educational system is based on teaching people what we've learned through the years. But machines going to learn a lot faster than you and I can, Robert. We're limited to how fast we can learn. Machines are unlimited in how fast they can learn, and how quickly they can learn, and how quickly they can communicate. They can communicate with each other, in a thousandth of a second. So, and they have almost unlimited capacity. In the amount of capacity in computers and in machines, and the amount of machine learning that will happen is, 1,000 or 2,000 times more transformative than what we've seen in the Internet to date.
And what does 5G do to that?
One of the pieces that helps build on it. 5G, anything that gives more capacity, faster, just increases more fuel for the machine.
So, David, here's the question. You're talking about Internet 3.0. When does this really happen, when it becomes mainstream, from your take? And you've been visionary. You were the first guy really great at telecom. No one was doing it before you, really.
Well, I'd say 10 years. But think about, let's give it 10 years, but think about all the things that need to happen. Now, countries that are less bureaucratic than ours are going to be ahead of us. So China already has more Internet of Things logged and organized than we do, by a long shot. So the bureaucracy that we've put in place, over the last 30, 40 years in the Western world will not help us on a global perspective.
And you're more saying, like we've spoken, that that everything is going to crumble. It's going to turn upside down, in a sense, because the top doesn't work and the bottom is building its strength and creating new rules. So every single industry, and you point this out in your book.
Yeah, there's a huge power shift going on from the top to the bottom, and I don't think the people on the top, and when I say top, I just mean the traditional centers of power, which were industry and government. They set the civilized rules since World War II for society, and people pretty much fell into line. But there's a couple things happening. There's three things happening at once. First of all, let's look at global population. Over the next 10 years, 60% of the population will live in urban environments. So that means that they're either moving to an urban environment or creating another urban environment globally. That's 7 New York cities a year that are being created. 60% of those people will be under 18. 80% of those people will be poor. 100% of those people will understand technology, and 100% of those people will be pissed off. So that's globally what's happening. And then you've got this Internet 3.0, which is what we just talked about from a technology standpoint. So you got those two changes. And the third one is what you just touched on, Robert, which is the top is getting more and more disorganized, and the bottom is getting organized. And what I mean by the bottom, by the way, the bottom represents 98% of civilization. So that's men and women of color. That's women in general who don't think they've been treated right. That's young people. That's environmentalists. That's disabled people. So all those people who don't think that they have been treated right are getting organized and saying, look, you people at the top, like, you're not getting your job done. Capitalism is under fire because people, young people say, look, you're not bringing value to the communities you do business in. You're extracting value. The politicians are like, laughable now, you know, across the civilized world, and people's knee-jerk reaction is this nationalistic reaction, which in a global world is not going to work.
So in this frame, when you have CEOs, you know, listening in, 600,000, what is the action that CEOs should take? You talked about community. What is the exact action the CEO listening or reading this should take?
CEOs need to embrace inclusion, collaboration, empowerment, diversity. If they don't embrace those things in a big way, and I don't mean, okay, I'm going to hire someone and I'm going to make them, you know,
but
diversity
officer. They have to make them the core fabric
that
of their DNA of the organization.
It has to be. In young
you
people,
call it ICE.
Exactly.
Right?
Inclusion, collaboration, empowerment. And they, Robert, young people, they sense it. They see it. They know exactly what it looks like and what it smells like. And if they don't embrace it in a real way, not in this press release way, in a real way, if they don't embrace it, what's going to happen is they're going to end up with lousy employees. If you end up with lousy employees, over time you get lousy shareholders. Because over time, companies get the employees and shareholders they deserve. And then you'll end up with lousy customers. And over time, you get the employees, customers, and shareholders you deserve. And that's what they will get if they don't embrace this.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with David McCourt. And you're talking about a really interesting vision of how society can change, and you have the book, of course, Total Rethink. So I want to go back so people understand how you think. You're 23 years old, you graduate from Georgetown, and here you are, you start this business in the telephone cable business, didn't exist, ends up, fast forward, sells for $14.3 billion with a B, dollars. How did you develop that vision right then of what you wanted to do?
Well, in before it was sold, it was merged a couple times. So, you know, I started with Corporate Communications Network. I own all of it. Then I merge in with MFS, and we create MFS McCourt, and I own a smaller piece. And then we merge in with
I understand.
Yeah,
so you didn't put $14 billion in your pocket.
So, although it's a lovely number, Robert. So it what happened was...
And you've 2 minutes till break.
What happened was I looked and I saw that more computers were talking to computers than people were talking to people on the phone network. And I said, if the phone network was built by Alexander Graham Bell, you know, 100 years ago, designed around voice, and now it's being used for data, wouldn't we be better off to design a network that was purpose-built for data? And then luckily for me, I was able to ride voice virtually free on top of that network. And then we were able to ride video on top of that network. And meanwhile, the phone companies were trying to shove data down an old Twisted Pair Copper Network, and that gave you products like dial-up internet access, which were a very antiquated, slow product, because they were trying to make an incremental change to their network. And I just said, let's blow it up and build a brand new network. And that's how it started. And that idea of starting from scratch is what CEOs need to focus on.
Wow, that's exciting. So we have 1 minute. We have 1 minute till break. So just talk about really cool Rainbow Reading. You won an Emmy for it, 21 years, the most sought after TV show for kids. What was the brainstorm behind that?
Well, it was a woman in the office, not me, that came up with the idea of Reading Rainbow. And the idea of the show was that when her kids graduated from, got out of school in the spring, her little kids, when they come back in the fall, they'd be 2 months behind where they were in the spring in reading. And she said, I got to get these kids to read over the summer. And it was her idea to say, let me produce a show that encourages kids to read, and that's what the show was all about. We'd like to do a new modern version of that show sometime soon, but we have a few other projects in the pipeline first.
And we're going to hear more about those few projects, including globally what you're doing in important elements. We're about to take a break. Back in a few.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society. I could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Buy now, you you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone? Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with David McCourt, and we were talking about the future of Internet 3.0. We talked about you growing the business, and something really interesting you're doing now globally. You did great work with Mexico, Saudi Arabia, and in Ireland. Talk about what you're doing there.
Well, 3 years ago, we started, we put a proposal into the Irish government. The Irish government decided they wanted to be the first country in the world where high-speed internet was a basic right of a citizen at the same speed in an urban environment as a farm that's up on top of a hill somewhere. And they came to the opinion, and I think they were right, that every citizen deserves to have access to the same educational opportunities, same job opportunities, same healthcare opportunities as everyone else. And the only way you can do that is to have equal access across rural and urban on connectivity. So they put a proposal out. I think there were 7 of us that competed. Then it finally got down to 3. Then it got down to 2. And then a few weeks ago, we were awarded the preferred bidder, which means it's only up to us, and we expect to close that at the end of the summer. It's a $5 billion project to wire every man, woman, and child in Ireland. And my hat's off to the Irish government. I think it's an unbelievably ambitious and correct way to run a country, in my opinion.
And so what happens to the world when there's all of a sudden we're in this Internet 3.0? Talk about that.
Well, the first thing we have to do is make sure that there's no digital divide. We have to make sure that everyone, just because someone chooses or has to live in a rural environment, they should not be disadvantaged on their connectivity. It should be a right.
Is that your vision? If you had one thing that you say, I want this to be my legacy moving forward, what is it?
I would say it would be 2 things. One, to help every man, woman, and child to have the same access to connectivity. And 2, to help people learn how to make money and employ themselves from their home if they can't afford to have the same advantages I've had in an urban environment. So if you live in some country and you're a 2-hour walk, to town, and you have connectivity, you can earn a living. There's going to be more and more jobs that you can do from your home, no matter how humble that home is, if you have connectivity in a device.
So you're saying if you bring the democratization of connectivity and high-level connectivity, you could, I don't want to say change the world, because then you'll be cynical, right? You and I joked about that. But you can
empower people
to change the world, create entrepreneurship all through innovation.
Exactly.
That's at the heart of it.
And
then people's personal innovation comes out.
Because I think that there are lots of people that are very creative and very innovative and even revolutionary, but they haven't been given the opportunities. So if I could bring the opportunities I've had to those people and teach them a little bit about revolutionary thinking and entrepreneurially thinking, then I think they'll step up. I think those people will step up. And if they just are given a little bit of encouragement to think more entrepreneurially, and this is my beef with entrepreneurship classes. And I speak all over the world, and I was at Cambridge University 2 weeks ago, and I was at Georgetown last week speaking. These entrepreneurship classes are in the business school, and they need to be across all aspects of society. We need to get people in medicine, in education, in diplomacy, in healthcare, in protection. We need to get all these people thinking more entrepreneurially, because those are the ones. There are a lot of people in the world, Robert, who don't really have that much utility for money and don't really care that much about money, but they want to think in a more revolutionary way so they can enjoy their life more. They don't have to live an ordinary life. Why would you live an ordinary life if you have a chance not to?
And from there, you also have learned some things. You have your mother, Catherine, who I've never met, but you're smiling when I said that. 102 years old.
Yeah, God bless her.
And what have you learned from her? I know it's really important to you.
There's so many things, but in my book, Total Rethink, at the very, very last page, I have a quote from my mother that says, no matter how bad your day or your week is going, just remember someone else has it worse. Put one step in front of the other. Always forward, never backwards, always forward. And that's my mother's whole view on life, is always forward with attitude and gratitude. Just keep on going forward.
Yeah, that's an inspiration. And when you talk about always forward, probably the single word that you hear more than anywhere is the word innovation. What does innovation really mean to you?
Well, innovation is when you see a problem. Everybody says it's unsolvable. You go use your creative juices to find a solution to that problem. And most problems do have a solution if you break them down. I talk about this in my book. If you take a problem and break it down into its pieces. And again, I wouldn't have known how to think that way if it hadn't been for Father Haggerty at BC High in Boston that taught me that. Just take a complex problem, break it down into pieces, and chip away at it. And that's the way problems get solved. But a lot of people don't have the confidence to do that, don't have the wherewithal to do that. So we need
and
to
by the way, anyone listening in, even though we're on the 39th floor in New York City, you could hear the sirens still. But
yeah.
Keep going.
So I'm hoping that people who haven't had the opportunity maybe to go to a four-year university, maybe haven't had an opportunity to go to college at all, maybe haven't had an opportunity even to go to high school, can read the book, and it's written in very plain, easy-to-understand language, and maybe they can be inspired to be more revolutionary in the way they think. And we need people solving these problems because we have huge problems that are, you know, we've created a bow wave for ourselves in society, and we have huge problems in CEOs that are listening. They need to embrace these people, not just people from business school. They need to embrace all types across cut of society to solve these problems.
So you've 2 minutes left. Talk through the process of solving a problem. Are there steps? Are there patterns? How does someone listening here, what is their next step?
Yeah, there are absolutely patterns. First of all, pattern recognition is something that we can all learn. Most people don't pay enough attention, but recognizing a pattern, and luckily, over time, you get better and better at that, and your brain gets more accustomed to it. But recognizing a pattern over time and connecting the dots is critical, first of all, from a sort of a macro standpoint. From a micro standpoint, you have to break the problem down into its piece parts and solve them one at a time. And yet you can't go back to your old way of thinking. You know, words that I don't like in meetings are however or but, because those words bring you back to an old way of thinking. And that old way of thinking, if you think about when I started my company, if AT&T had taken their twisted pair copper network and said, I'm going to rebuild it with fiber, I never would have been able to raise a penny to start my business, because Wall Street would have said, wait a minute, why am I going to give you money to build a network? I raised $6 billion for that company. Why am I going to give you money to build a company? AT&T is doing the same thing. Instead, I just kept on saying, give me the money, I'll build the right network, and they're messing around with their old network. So big companies don't like to rethink something from scratch, because it's hard. And the shareholders have to work with you and trust you that it's going to cost some money in the short term. So over time, you get the shareholders you deserve. And if the shareholders are only worried about short term, then you're not going to be able to solve problems long term.
And there you have it. Solve the problems. Be inclusive. ICE.
Exactly. Thank you, Robert.
A pleasure having you on the CEO show, David.
Thank you so much.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Ralph Izzo. How are you, Ralph?
I'm doing well, Robert. Thanks for asking.
And Ralph is the president, chairman, and CEO of PSEG, which is the main utility in New Jersey, and also about 3 million customers when you combine Long Island as well.
That's correct. We are a regulated electric and gas utility serving primarily New Jersey and Long Island, and we also have a competitive power generation business. And the two entities combined make a public service enterprise group.
And what you're going to learn here is really the whole future of energy, because Ralph has a view different than anyone I've heard before. And this is really thought out, because here's an academic person. How many masters do you have?
I think I have two masters.
Two masters. You have a lot of academic background, and you've 35 papers and published in, what is this word here?
That's magnetohydrodynamics.
Modeling.
My PhD was in plasma physics, and magnetohydrodynamics are the equations that one uses to model the behavior of plasma at the bulk level as opposed to the molecular level.
And so, CEOs, the reason I'm saying that is here is someone you should listen to, because it's academic, but also he's practical in driving one of the most important markets in energy in America. So, start off, we'll talk about where energy is, but just talk about PSEG and what the company is.
Sure. We've been around for 116 years. We were started back at the turn of the 20th century by a founder who was concerned with public safety and transportation, and that then evolved into concern in about public safety as it pertained to gas, distribution of natural gas, which was the primary method by which streetlights were operated. That then morphed into concern over electricity, and we eventually jettisoned the public transportation piece, but the word you hear me repeating over and over and over again is public. Which then became part of the company culture to be public service, first electric and gas, and then eventually enterprise group. So we're a company that's been concerned with, for our first 100 years, universal access to safe and reliable electricity and natural gas and transportation. But we, as I said, about 30, 40 years ago, dropped the transportation piece.
And reliable is a word I always hear about you.
Yeah, and I think that that's true of our industry in general. For the most part, when the electric industry was growing, the question was, can we get this incredibly important means to an end in the hands of every American in a way that's safe, reliable, and as economic as possible?
Okay, so I want to go back to that statement you just made, means to an end, because you and I have spoken in the past about that concept and about how energy is judged and how it should be judged. Talk about what that really means.
Well, yeah, so I joke with any audience that I encounter, and I ask them, I'm going to give you a little bit of a quiz, which is more quizzes to your honesty than it is to your knowledge. How many of you woke up this morning and said, I can't wait to use a kilowatt hour? And of course, no one ever raises their hand. And the reality is, while energy is vital to everything we do, it is just a vital means to an end. What we want to do is log on to our computers. We want to drive our vehicle. We want to be comfortable in our homes. We want to be able to see when we walk down the stairs if it's a winter morning and it's still dark out when we wake up. But we don't want to use a kilowatt hour. We don't want to use a BTU. So for the first 100 years of our industry and our company, the question was, how do we get that energy to people in a way that they can do what they want to do? And now that I think we've mastered that, we do have a grid that's highly functioning. We do have an abundance of supply. We now need to think about, okay, well, how do we make sure that people can do what they want to do while using less of this? Because we're beginning to realize now with a vengeance the consequences of using too much of this, the consequences to our pocketbooks, to our wallets, and to our environment and to our climate. So we have a vision as a company that, number one, we should help people achieve their desired outcomes while using as little as possible. Number two, you won't be able to get that to zero. So then we should make sure that what is used is as clean as possible. And we're firm believers that climate change is real, and we have a responsibility to minimize the 2 degrees C, the increase in global climate temperatures. And number three, even though we're reducing the amount of electricity people use and gas that they use, we're becoming ever more dependent on it. So therefore, we have to make sure that the reliability, and in fact, we've ratcheted that up a step from reliability to resiliency, is greater than ever before. It's not enough for people to just make sure the lights are on and the gas is flowing when the sun is shining. They really want it even after a superstorm Sandy has come through the service territory. And that's a level of resiliency that the system was not designed for. If we achieve that, if we're more efficient, if we're cleaner, and if we're more resilient, then we can talk about electrifying the economy beyond just the lights and the air conditioning and the computers. We can talk about doing it for transportation, for space heating, for industrial processes, because right now those other non-electric intense uses, such as transportation, are equal, if not greater, contributors to climate change.
And so let's talk about the real role of electricity in moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so right now, if you look at the primary uses of electricity, it's space heating and lighting. It's lighting and consumer goods and air conditioning. So it's less about space heating, where more natural gas and oil are used. But if you think about cleaning up the supply of electricity such that it's not a contributor to greenhouse gases, then you can imagine electricity becoming the replacement for gasoline in transportation.
And you see that as happening?
Absolutely.
Over how many years?
Oh, it varies by jurisdiction. Unfortunately, in the absence of a coherent federal program, it's really happening state by state. So some states are quite aggressive, California, Georgia, New Jersey. Other states are not as aggressive. So I think it's going to require some concerted federal action to really get this to be a ubiquitous phenomenon.
Energy is really like no other industry in the world because it impacts public policy, the environment, our quality of life, everything. What's your view on energy?
So our view on energy is that it is an enabler. And it does. It enables us to transport ourselves. It enables us to produce products. It enables us to entertain. And all we need to do now is focus on what it is that we're trying to enable and help people do that as efficiently and with as favorable an impact on the environment as is humanly possible. That is different, right? Because if I look back to 30 and 40 and 50 years ago, that wasn't the emphasis. The emphasis was enabling people, because they would not have been able to do the things that they wanted to do because there was no delivery mechanism of the energy. There was no production mechanism of the energy. But now that we've established that infrastructure and we can supply it, we can deliver it reliably, let's help them use it more intelligently.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ralph Izzo, who is the CEO, chairman, and president of PSEG. So when we're talking about electrification, we are right now in Newark, New Jersey, and I saw just a few buildings over is Panasonic. So you probably know Tom Gebhardt. So when I was talking with him, he was saying, oh, electric cars are coming pretty quickly. You see ubiquitously the future of energy being more in terms of electric.
I do, because electricity is a highly ordered form of energy. It's one that's highly directable. It's one that, depending upon the supply, can be used cleanly, right? So the question is, can you generate it cleanly? And our answer to that is yes, we can. Through a combination of nuclear power, wind, and solar energy, the climate change impact of electricity can be greatly diminished and reduced to zero.
And nuclear power is a really important component. It used to be negative, but now we're finding out that it contributes less to global warming.
And absolutely true. Now, of course, there are all sorts of analysis that one could do that says, well, let's look at the concrete that's used to make the reactor vessel, and that's not done in a zero-carbon way. But that's true of any form of electricity generation, even if you look at solar panels and if you look at wind turbines. The manufacture of them depends upon a set of processes that also rely upon energy, and we have to make sure that front end of the supply chain is also clean. But without doubt in my mind, the recognition at the speed at which we are approaching the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere that will take us past the 2 degrees C level demands that we decarbonize at a pace that necessitates a reliance on nuclear energy. We cannot decarbonize at a pace that is necessary in the absence of nuclear power.
Okay, we have 1 minute till break. Crazy question, though. A CEO told me that we can in the future sequester enough CO2 from we'll have the technology so we could start to reverse global warming. Is that true or not true?
So there is active research going on to extract CO2 from the atmosphere to try to reverse some of the inertia that's been built up in the atmosphere. Unfortunately, when we emit CO2 in the atmosphere, it doesn't leave there in any short period of time. So one would have to talk about extraction technologies. The single largest sink for CO2 are our oceans, but the technology is still quite a bit off.
You think it's far off?
I do.
10 years, 20 years?
Oh, I'd say closer to 20 than 10.
Okay, and we're about to take a break, but when we come back with Ralph Izzo, you are going to hear something really interesting, which he is going to tell you that everyone hears, oh, the answer is all green energy. And he's going to say, yes, but there's a different approach. Back in a few.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ralph Izzo, who is the CEO, Chairman, and President of PSEG, one of the largest utilities in New Jersey and also in Long Island. 3 million users combined, you know,
that's correct.
We put it correctly. And so I want to talk about, everyone says green energy is the future, and I actually majored in environmental studies back in 1983, before people were, but you're saying that that's not really the step we have to focus on. You have a really innovative, different look at this.
Yeah, so there's a lot of enthusiasm that we share about the future of solar and wind, both onshore and offshore wind. But the most underutilized weapon that we have in our arsenal to combat climate change that has so many other ancillary benefits is energy efficiency. And depending upon what metric you want to use, energy per person, energy per dollar of GDP, energy per square foot of home occupied, the United States continues to be an energy hog. We use far more energy than any other developed nation, and I'm not comparing ourselves to undeveloped nations. They are, of course, the pure power of the economic output drives our energy consumption here. But we have this fascination with groundbreakings and putting panels on fields and putting solar panels on roofs and building wind farms, which costs a lot of money. Now it costs less in those areas that have a rich natural resource. But in places like New Jersey or with the insulation of a Spain or a Germany, where you don't have a lot of the natural resource, these become very expensive solutions to the climate problem. And it's been proven time and time again that through energy efficiency, you can both reduce environmental impact and lower a customer's bill. It's a phenomenal outcome, right? You can actually lower the impact on the customer and lower the impact on the environment. And with the right regulatory system, create tremendous incentives for investment on the part of shareholders. You have to basically change the mindset that as an infrastructure company, our primary purpose is not to build transformers, wires, and power plants, but our primary purpose is to install programmable thermostats, LED lights. Yes, it will take a lot of thermostats to equal a power plant, but that's okay because there's a lot of thermostats that need to be installed.
And you've said before your goal is, and you're about $10 billion company, 13,000 employees, less energy but to more people,
that's
right?
Exactly right.
What a different viewpoint. Everyone's always looking to, how do we get deeper wallet share? You're looking the exact opposite.
Well, but because once again, I would like us to be considered an infrastructure company that enables you to achieve the ends that we talked about before. I've always been focused on the means. The first 100 years, those means were building power plants,
mm-hmm.
building the network, building the grid. But now the means are to help you feel comfortable while using less electricity.
So how do you do that, though, really, for businesses, for residential? How do you actually use less energy? Because we're so used to whatever we want, we do it. In Europe, it's different, but in America, we know what it's
well,
like.
Well, think about most of the energy-consuming devices in a home. One of the single largest is the home refrigerator. Another large one is the home
air conditioning
system.
Great point. We don't even know how much energy the dryer's using, the refrigerator, the stove. None of us have any clue of any information. Right. We're blind.
Right. We basically don't engage with those appliances. Right? We need them to make sure our food is fresh. We need them to make sure that we're not feeling terribly uncomfortable on a hot, humid summer day. But we really don't understand that something that was built 10 and 15 years ago, which is typically the life of each of those appliances, is so inefficient compared to something that was built today.
It's a good investment to get a new refrigerator.
Absolutely right.
Before it becomes totally ineffective.
That's right.
And which is the worst? Is it the dryer? Is it the air conditioning? Is it what is it?
Depending upon the size of the house, typically the single biggest consumer of electricity in the house is the air conditioning system.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, depending upon the quality of the lighting system, that could be a close second. The refrigeration would be either second or third, depending upon the age of the refrigerator. But typically the consumer electronics are not big users of electricity. But
They're
not big users of electricity, but they are huge drivers of the value of electricity. When most people lose their electricity, they can live without their television set for a day or two, but they cannot live without their portable cell phone or their computer system for a day or two, and that needs electricity to be recharged. So this is this paradox that we find ourselves living under nowadays. Most electric companies are rewarded on the volume of electricity that they sell, the throughput, the number of electrons, the number of kilowatt hours we sell. Yet we need to break that model so that we can be rewarded not by the number of electrons that we sell, but by the assets that we put in place to help people use less. And there's a way to do that. I know it sounds sort of...
How do you do that? You're actually... I have never spoken with a utility CEO who said this. You were the first to be talking about this.
Well, so the way we do it is simple. We go into homes and we say to Mr. and Mrs. Jones or Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, without you doing anything, just let us program your thermostat to adjust to your lifestyle. So that when you go to bed at night, you don't have to remember to set it back. It'll do it automatically. So that when you leave in the morning, you don't have to remember to set it back. It'll do it automatically.
That's great. So that you're just helping people drive this, and it doesn't change, actually. I'm thinking, cut down, don't do this, but...
No, it's not doing without.
Right.
I think that's the key. It's maintaining the quality of life that people have come to enjoy, but lowering their bills at the same time.
How close are we to these catastrophes of global warming? Where are we really on the continuum?
Oh, I think that we are a lot closer than anyone's ever recognized. We see an acceleration of the Greenland ice sheets. We see just yesterday a new report from the United Nations talking about 1 million species out of the 8 million species that exist on the planet that are being adversely affected by climate change, habitat destruction, and various other things. We have made more change than Mother Nature is able to embrace and react to, and I don't think we fully appreciate and understand the long-term consequences of that.
Do you hit a precipice where there's no turning back?
So there's a continuum. So right now we have exceeded the 1.5 degree centigrade rise in temperatures that are expected. I believe unless we do something in the next 10 or 15 years, we'll exceed the 2 degree precipice that people have targeted as something to be avoided. But if we don't stop there, could it be a 3 degree, a 4 degree C? And as you get into these higher and higher numbers, the predictive capability of what that means to the planet, I think, becomes weaker and weaker.
So give us a final sentence of hope of how people could be more efficient with the new model.
I think that a lot of people have begun to realize that we have to be stewards of the planet, right? The generation that preceded mine was known as the greatest generation. I don't want mine to be known as the greedy generation, because we're going to leave a huge environmental debt to future generations. And people are now beginning to realize that through a combination, first and foremost, of energy efficiency, secondly, preserving the existing nuclear fleet, and thirdly, investing in renewables, that we can collectively have an impact that's one that we can be proud of.
And Ralph, on that inspirational note, it is a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.